spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Wheaton Precious Metals clears weekly trend line in a 23.1% gold rebound, but breadth still lacks confirmation. WPM's latest advance came with above-average trading and a close back above its ShareMaestro trend line, but inactive trend signal status and negative pressure readings keep the setup balanced rather than fully confirmed. Research brief. Wheaton Precious Metals closed the week of 7 August at $134.20, up 23.1%, with volume of 12.8 million shares running 1.3 times the 13-week average. The stock is now 3.0% above its weekly trend line, but its trend signal remains inactive, and both market dynamics and relative strength readings are still negative. Key points. 1. WPM gained 23.1% for the week and 21.9% over 4 weeks, while its 12-week return is a more modest 3.1%. 2. The close at $134.20 sits 3.0% above the $130.30 trend line, but remains 18.8% below the 52-week high of $165.30. 3. Volume improved to 12.8 million shares, equal to 1.3x the 13-week average and 1.2x the 52-week average. 4. The U.S. gold industry rallied strongly, averaging a 20.8% weekly gain, yet industry trend breadth was 0.0% and positive market dynamics breadth was only 3.4%. 5. ShareMaestro's read is balanced. Composite score 54, positive next week expectancy at 59.07%, but inactive trend status and negative pressure readings remain the main cautions. Price action improves, but the signal stack is not yet aligned. Wheaton Precious Metals posted one of its strongest recent weeks, rising 23.1% to $134.20 and moving back above its weekly trend line at $130.30. That leaves the stock 3.0% above trend, a constructive change after several recent closes below the line. But the trend signal itself remains inactive, so the move has not yet shifted into a confirmed weekly regime. The rebound also needs context. WPM is still 18.8% below its 52-week high of $165.30 and sits at 58.5% of its one-year range, well above the $90.36 low, but not close to a breakout zone. The 68.3% premium to ShareMaestro fair value points to strong demand versus the model, while also making valuation distance a more visible risk if momentum cools. Gold stocks rallied broadly, though internal breadth stayed thin. The sector backdrop was supportive. U.S. basic materials averaged a 10.6% weekly return, while the U.S. gold industry was much stronger at 20.8%. WPM's 23.1% gain ranked in the stronger part of its basic materials peer group and slightly ahead of the gold industry average. Even so, the industry's signal quality was mixed. Gold industry trend breadth stood at 0.0%, positive market dynamics breadth was just 3.4%, and positive relative strength breadth was 41.4%. Peers such as Harmony Gold, Eldorado Gold, and Centerra Gold also produced sharp weekly gains, showing that WPM participated in a broad precious metals rebound rather than moving in isolation. Volume confirms interest, not a full participation shift. Trading activity improved meaningfully, with 12.8 million shares changing hands versus a 13-week average of 9.5 million and a 52-week average of 10.6 million. The 1.3x volume ratio gives the rally some participation support, especially compared with the lighter July weeks when volume often sat below 8.5 million shares. Still, ShareMaestro would treat 1.3x as supportive rather than decisive. A move above 1.5x on follow-through would strengthen the case that buyers are broadening their participation, particularly because activity pressure remains negative at negative 0.93 despite a positive four-week improvement. Momentum has recovered, but volatility risk remains high. Short-term momentum has turned sharply positive, with WPM up 21.9% over 4 weeks and 34.1% over 52 weeks. The 12-week gain of 3.1% and 26-week return of negative 1.0% show the longer recovery is less clean than the latest weekly jump suggests. Relative strength is also still negative at negative 0.52, even though the 4-week change has improved. Risk remains two-sided. The latest week was the best in the 26-week sample, but the same period also includes a worst week of negative 18.1%. Weekly volatility over 13 weeks is 8.6%, above the 52-week baseline of 7.3%. And the distribution is choppy, with 42.3% strong gain weeks and 38.5% sharp loss weeks. Next, investors should watch whether WPM can hold above the trend line, whether market dynamics turns positive, and whether volume expands beyond the current 1.3x participation level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.